This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Alrighty, welcome back for the final time to William P. Heitch Athletic Center here in Princess Anne, Maryland. I'm joined now by Coach Fred Batcher. Coach, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Especially after the second half. Wasn't pleased at halftime, but I thought, you know, we came out in the second half with a sense of urgency.
Well, you say that, and I'm looking here. I'm glad I wasn't able. I'm not a math major, so I don't want to do the math. But from what I saw, you guys absolutely dominated, 68-8. Oh, excuse me, 62-8. Like I said, I'm not a math major. 62-8 in the second half. What proved to be the key there?
I thought we came out. I thought Wesley played a pretty good first quarter. We didn't dictate the tempo, which we had talked about doing, and I thought they got comfortable. And they got a really good point guard that I think has a lot of fight in them. And they came in ready for a fight, and our kids didn't respond real well in the first quarter, and that's why they had some success. But I thought over time we kind of warmed down a little bit, doing some things we didn't want to have to do to change the pace of the game because they forced us to. But I thought the second half we came out with a little more of a sense of urgency.
Yeah, you speak of that, the sense of urgency. I noticed that right out of the gates, you go down 7-0 right away. You call a timeout. It seemed like since that timeout, you were able to propel your team to the victory. One thing that we noticed was the press. The press seemed to pay huge dividends for you today. And then you were able to go into a little bit of a 2-3 and then a person-to-person. So talk me through that. Which do you feel like was able to really help your team? Which one of those defensive schemes?
Well, we really didn't. I would have liked to have been able to play man-to-man and really dictate the tempo of the game against an opponent like Wesley. I didn't want to have to utilize a press to get us to play, change the tempo. But we had to, and we did some undisciplined things in the press because we're really not prepared to play that just yet. We hadn't worked on it all week and hadn't worked on pressing any of the teams we played prior. So, you know, today was a good example of us kind of just playing a little harder and a little more effort. And I thought that kind of really bothered them, and it kind of just took their spirit away a little bit because we took them out of their comfort zone, and that's what a press is designed to do without hurting you. And I thought we were able to do that.
Absolutely. You know, looking at the statistics, 36 turnovers for Wesley and then 26 steals for your club as well. A couple players I'd like to talk about. Gil Miles, 18-10 on the afternoon, and then Dominique Walker, 17-7. It seemed like those two, their athleticism really took a forefront here today.
Yeah, and I was looking because I didn't play Buns as much as I thought she should have played today because, you know, she's a kid that I think has been playing well enough to – you know, sometimes you have some kids that you need to highlight a little bit and as a freshman, and I think she's earned that right. And I looked up, and she's at 18 points and 10 rebounds in 21 minutes, you know, so I felt like that was just enough that she needed to do to kind of continue to make her mark in this league and to take advantage and kind of motivate her to be the type of player. I think she can be a special player in this league, and it's important for us to highlight her. And then Dominique has an ability to be able to score. The basketball. She averaged 18 points a game out of JUCO. So I'm not surprised at all of what she's able to do with her execution, with her athleticism, and her ability to be able to finish around the basket. So, you know, I think she's going to become a lot more effective when she gets more comfortable with what we're doing, which is always an adjustment for tougher adjustment for junior college kids than even freshmen, because it's like retraining habits. And, you know, most of her games at JUCO were like this anyway. So, and most of our games are not going to be like this. So we're trying to get her to understand how she can help us in the situations that we're going to be most in, as opposed to just these type of games.
Yeah, well, just don't be like Dean Smith and hold the freshman back named Jordan. You know what I mean? Let Gil Miles go and turn the athleticism on. But how'd you pull off a scheduling crew? Let's talk about what's coming up now, because, you know, I know you're starting thinking about, have you got two D1 opponents coming in here? It's our in-state people. We always play them. And you're home for Christmas. I think it's a great scheduling time. And we haven't had this at the Heights Center in a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, the fact that people are actually pleased with our schedule, because I was raked over the coals for our last seven-game road trip that we just went on for other reasons. But, you know, it's nice to be able to get three in a row at home. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, it just fell in place, because those are teams that we play every other year. We play, you know, every year we play each other. So the fact that we were able to get them at home, because next year we'll be on the road. So we won't have seven and straight on the road next year, knowing that we have three at home. So we were fortunate that we were able to line those up to get those three at home to get us playing, get us more comfortable with playing at home and playing more more like-minded opponents. I think we've played really, really high, and today we played, Division III team. So, you know, we got to be ready to play against the teams that are more like us than not, and be successful, and no better place to do that than at home.
Right, but before we let you go, let's answer one question now. We're headed, if you blink, we're going to be in the MEAC. The first game back for the new year, we'll be tackling Morgan. What's your I've been watching the MEAC on TV a little bit and taking things. What's your assessment of headed into the MEAC schedule?
I think some teams are ahead of us right now, just the way they're playing, and compared to where we are playing, the fact that we have our leading scorer and arguably our best player still is not on the floor, and we hope to get her back tomorrow. We would hope to have her today, but get her back as soon as possible, which is going to drastically change our team. And then the addition of Jordan Smith and Marty Thompson, who are both legitimate players at this level, and having them gel with a player like Kiki Eaton, who's been out for 8 weeks. You know, we're nowhere near where we're going to be in February, but we need to take strides and continue to prove and play championship level basketball as we get there, because when it's time, like you said, before you blink, you're going to be there. And we don't want to dig ourselves in a hole. We open up with Morgan, who's playing great basketball, and then Hampton. So it's going to be a real challenge for us to kind of get going real early, and we won't be who we're going to be in March, in the end of December, even early Friday, January.
Right.
We're definitely not peaking early, and it's going to take some time for us to gel and come together.
Well, there's nothing wrong with not peaking early. You want to be peaking in, like the first week of March would be a great
Without digging a hole,
yeah,
you know, because you don't look up in your 7th seed or 6th seed going to a tournament. You still want to put yourself. So we need to, I'm going to tell you something, we're going to need to play some better basketball over the next couple weeks before we put ourselves in a hole that even when we do come together, it's just tough to dig out of.